Chapter 2. Kings and Conquerors. As the sun rose over Northington-on-Sea, the streets filled with office workers in suits marching to the train station and parents hurrying their children to school. Mitzi and Biscuit stuck to the back streets.
"The only fancy dress shop in Northington is Kings and Conquerors on the High Street," said Biscuit as they crept past a bus stop.
"Philip took me there a couple of weeks ago. He was looking for a costume for a party."
"Was that his nephew's birthday, when he went as Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz and made you go as her dog Toto in a pink bow?" said Mitzi, trying not to smirk.
"How do you know about that?"
demanded Biscuit, dropping his tail between his legs in embarrassment.
"I'm a pet defender agent. It's my job to know what happens in this town," Mitzi replied with a shrug. "Anyway, I didn't know Toto even had a pink bow."
"He didn't," snarled Biscuit. "Come on."
Kings and Conquerors was located between a barber's and a takeaway pizza place. Biscuit and Mitzi hid under a bench across the road, unseen by the passing shoppers. There was a closed sign on the shop door.
"There's a window round the side," said Mitzi.
"We can use that. Follow me."
She began to move, but Biscuit put a paw on her tail.
"Listen, I'm the senior agent," he said. "You follow me, not the other way round."
"Fine," sighed Mitzi. "So what should we do?"
"We'll use the window round the side," said Biscuit.
Mitzi smiled, checked the coast was clear, then darted across the road. Biscuit followed her into the alley. She hopped up onto a bin under a small open window at the back of the shop. Biscuit jumped up too, causing the bin to rattle.
"How do you know about the window?" asked Biscuit.
Mitzi didn't reply, but as Biscuit breathed in the smell of pizza, he knew the answer. Takeaway bins made for good scavenging. They peered in through the grubby window. There were Roman centurion helmets, horned Viking hats, and suits of armour. Some items hung from the walls, others were piled up in suitcases. In the middle of the jumble of clothing and props was King, snoring in a chair.
"What are you waiting for?"
asked Biscuit.
"We can't just rush in," said Mitzi. "We'll wake him."
"Not if we're quiet," said Biscuit. "Follow my lead."
He jumped up and wriggled through the window, pawing at the frame and pulling himself inside. He dropped down with a kladump onto an old trunk. Mitzi held her breath as the man twitched in his sleep, then settled and began snoring. Mitzi scrambled up onto the ledge, then dropped down through the window, landing quietly next to Biscuit.
"Let's take a look around," said Biscuit.
"What are we looking for?" asked Mitzi.
"Something alien-y."
"It all looks pretty normal to me,"
said Mitzi, looking up at a cowboy outfit complete with gun belt. The sleeping man was slumped on an armchair in front of an Attila the Hun outfit and a Henry VIII costume. Biscuit sniffed his feet.
"What are you doing?"
whispered Mitzi.
"This nose remembers the scent of every alien I've met," said Biscuit.
"And," said Mitzi,
"how does he smell?"
"Like someone who needs to change his socks."
Biscuit moved away from King.
"Come on," said Mitzi. "We need to get..."
Suddenly, the shop bell rang with a shrill tring. King awoke with a start. Biscuit dived into a box of medals and rosettes. Mitzi slipped under a large purple top hat.
"Ginger! Goatee! Where have you been?"
asked King. Mitzi peeped out from under the hat, while Biscuit watched from the box as the two men from the news report stepped into the shop.
"Were you sleeping?"
said the one with the ginger beard.
"Of course not," replied King. "I've been waiting for you two fools."
"Sorry," said the one with the goatee beard, "but we were trying to park the bus and I had to find change for the parking meter." King.